Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Look, I'm down with calling out the Colts for being tedious in the offseason and Chris Ballard for not making moves in free agency. I'm good with that. You have to do it. There's more than one way to skin a cat. And the Colts go about skinning a cat in one way. That's the only way. And it build through the draft. And that's like it for the Colts. And generally, the championship teams, they've got a mixture. They go out and get a free agent to plug a hole. But they build primarily through the draft. We're going to talk about that and reasons to be upbeat about the Colts. My goodness, could we be more dour? Could we be more entitled as a fan base? Chris Ballard is an idiot. Stop that. Stop it right away. Not an idiot. And not imaginative. There's no question about that. He's not very creative in his methodology for roster construction. However, you do get a little bit tired of the inside-out ideology that kind of governs what he does. There is no doubt about that. But there are reasons to be kind of optimistic about what's coming up this year. And to look at Houston, we look at it and we say, hey, Houston, look at all the stuff that they're doing. They're going out and buying some shiny new toys. You know what? They are. Does that mean they're going to win the AFC South? It does not. The team that has won the offseason the last 2 years, we'll talk about those two teams. And I'll tell you what, when the season started, they didn't win a whole lot of games. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Indiana State Sycamores. They've got Seton Hall tonight at Hinkle Field House. Got a chance to win a championship. Any championship is a good championship. So we're all behind the Sycamores. We're wearing our powder blue today. Our Indiana State blue. Let's go Sycamores. And we'll talk about Eric Musselman, who is coming to USC from Arkansas, and why. All you have to do is look at a map to figure out why. You ever been to Fayetteville, Arkansas? You ever been to Los Angeles? Uh-huh. Okay. It might just be that simple. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now for Thursday, April 4th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. MyBookie is wonderful at what they do. MyBookie, here's what you do. Use promo code KENT. Easy to remember. That's part of the name of the channel. Kent Sterling. That's me. Kent, you, with your initial sign-up bonus, could be up to $1,000 when you sign up for MyBookie. So go to MyBookie, invest some of that knowledge, some of that gray matter, some of that bandwidth that you reserve for knowing what's going to happen. You knew that UConn was going to win the tournament. Why didn't you invest in that knowledge? Or you know that Purdue's going to win the tournament, or you know that Bama or NC State is going to win the tournament, you can still invest in that knowledge at MyBookie, where you can bet anything, anywhere, anytime, only at MyBookie. All right, and every single day until they tell me to stop, we're giving away an electronic copy of the Our Lads Draft Preview. They do a great job. This is a big book. Chock full of unique information about all the people who are going to be drafted by the Indianapolis Colts. All you have to do is be a subscriber, and then you got to DM me with your email address. I'll pick an email address every day, send it to the people at Our Lads. They ship you electronically a copy of this draft guide, and you're going to be enthralled for hours reading about these guys. Who is Roma Dunze? Who is Brock Bowers? Who are these people? Who is, you know, a Donnie Mitchell? Who are they? Cooper DeGene? Who is he? You find out like nobody else when you've got the Our Lads Draft Guide. Make sure and subscribe to the channel. Thumbs up for a like. Liking is just the polite thing to do. Hoosier Hospitality, you got to do that. Leave a comment and you know, be civil, but share your opinion in the comment section. We get all kinds of comments. It's the best part of the channel. And if you want to leave a comment with a donation, we do it in real time and we talk about it. It's just that simple. Let's talk about sports, shall we? Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts. The Indianapolis Colts, here's where they've finished since the 2015 season, including the 2015 season, all right? So this is the last nine seasons. This is why I don't think they're going to come in last. People are saying, oh, the Colts are going to finish last in the AFC South. No, they're not, because here's where they've been the last 9 years. Second, third, third, second, third, second, second, third, second. Second five times, third four times. That's what they do. In 2011, things were a little bit different. They finished fourth. Other than that, you got to go all the way back. That's the only time, in fact, since the advent of the new division system where the AFC South was born of the leftovers from the other three. We don't know where to put these teams. Let's put them in the AFC South. Okay, that's what Paul Tagliabue's idea. So that's why we've got Houston and Jacksonville and Nashville, Tennessee, and the Colts. Despite the fact that geographically, they just kind of don't fit anywhere else. They were the leftovers. There you go. The leftover division, the Colts had finished last once, and that was 2011. They don't finish last. Now, the last 9 years, they haven't finished first either. Believing the Colts go win the AFC South is kind of like believing Purdue can get to a Final Four.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Maybe it happens. So you're saying there's a chance. Yes. They went 9-8 last year with these same starters. All 22 on offense and defense, and then the three specialists. All of them the same from last year. They're going to add a draft class. Look, they're also going to be able to add, they did lose Zach Moss. So there's that loss. But other than that, you know what? They're going to get back Evan Hull, who could very well be the backup running back to Jonathan Taylor. He showed out in like OTAs and camp before he got hurt and hurt that meniscus. He was really pretty damn good. It happened on his second carry of the year or reception. Daniel Scott's going to be back as a safety. He was drafted last year, got hurt the last rep of OTAs, period. That was it, the last play. He tore his ACL. Went on IR. Hopefully he's back. He's capable of helping out at safety. Neither is going to be elite. Dallas Flowers, he's going to be back. Jelani Woods is going to be back. Maybe Alec Ogletree is going to be back. How many tight ends does it take to man a tight end position? The answer for the Colts, 5. That's a lot of tight ends. But you get the point. There are a lot of people on this team for this that went 9-8 with this team. And then there's going to be more added to it. And one of the guys who's going to be added is Anthony Richardson, who on the shelf after injuring the AC joint of his right shoulder. And what he's got to do is figure out a way to stay healthy, which is something he's had difficulty doing throughout his life. And so high school, college, here, had a tough time staying healthy. Hopefully he can stay healthy. If he can stay healthy, he is a significant lift over the top of Gardner Minshew. In fact, Joe Flacco is a significant lift over Gardner Minshew. So at the quarterback position, they're going to be in better shape. They're going to draft people. They're going to get back the IR guys. They've added Raekwon Davis. This is a better football team that came one dropped pass away from making the playoffs last year. Even if Goodson doesn't score on that play, and he might not have, but he might have. He might have made a guy miss. That's all he had to do. He had to make Nelson miss. That's it. Even if he wasn't able to score, the Colts would have had a first down inside the 10-yard line or on the 10 with about a minute left and 2 timeouts. I think they'd get that done regardless of what happened on that play if Tyler Goodson holds onto the football. That's how close they were to going to the playoffs last year with Minshew and everybody else who's back. So let's not get all hysterical and think, oh my God, the sky's falling. We think that way every single March. We do, and we always think that somebody, oh my, 2 years ago, oh, how could anybody beat the Broncos? Everybody beat the Broncos. Then last year, was, how could anybody beat the Jets? My God, they've got weapons. They've got Aaron Rodgers. They plugged all their holes through free agency. They're going to a Super Bowl. That's the stupidity of national media. They always go after the shiny object. This year, the shiny object is Houston. Maybe they're due to be right. I don't know. It blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while. But national media hadn't been very good based upon what happened in March and, let's say, prior to tax day. From the Super Bowl to tax day, there is a part of the NFL offseason where people make lots and lots of mistakes. And we don't see any of them because they're not on the field to show themselves as mistakes. The Colts, I'll tell you one thing they have not done. They have not made a mistake because they haven't done anything. They're treading water. Eventually, if you tread water and you don't swim to the side of the pool, you will sink. And maybe the Colts in the 8th offseason for Chris Ballard, maybe they're about to sink. I don't know. But I do know this. They haven't moved backwards. They haven't backpedaled. They haven't moved forward, but they haven't backpedaled. And maybe Richardson coming back, maybe signing Davis and Flacco, maybe the IR guys who are coming back, maybe that's going to give them enough lift to turn 9-8 into 10-7. What is unlikely is going from 9-8 like they were last year to 7-10 or 6-11, because why would they? Based upon what? Let's talk about Indiana State. They got a game tonight at Henkel in the NIT Championship. They play against Seton Hall. That game at 7 o'clock, unlike the national championship game that we're all going to watch on Monday night between the Boilermakers and the Huskies of UConn, this game starts at a reasonable hour. That game is going to start at about 9:20. This one starts at 7 o'clock. We like 7 o'clock starts. Good for the NIT for doing it right. Picked by KenPom, Indiana State is to win by a point, and they've got it. It's at a neutral site, technically, but this is a home game for Indiana State. The entire population of Vigo County has driven east on I-70. They're going to stop at Henkel Fieldhouse, and they are going to pack that place with powder blue jumpsuits and jerseys and hoodies, and they're going to raise all kinds of hell because they haven't been in a position to raise hell in a championship game of any kind nationally since Larry Bird toiled for him in 1979. I think they're ready. I think it's going to be awesome. I think Avila is going to be terrific. Kent, of course, Kent. He's going to play his ass off. Use the promo code Kent, named after me, not him, at MyBookie, potentially a $1,000 sign-up bonus if you use that promo code. I just love it. I mean, it's the reason to care about the NIT. Then we've got the Women's Final Four tomorrow night, Men's Final Four Saturday night, Women's Championship game Sunday, Men's Championship game Monday. What a hell of a weekend this is going to be. Southern Cal is hiring Eric Musselman. Now, people are saying, huh, he's leaving Arkansas to go to Southern Cal. Arkansas is a better basketball program. And they're right. But let's compare and contrast the differences between Los Angeles and Fayetteville, Arkansas. Fayetteville, Arkansas, I got to tell you, when I got off the plane landing in Fayetteville for an AAU tournament a few years ago, the stench of chicken farms, I got off the plane. I was like, what the hell? What goes on here? Why? What is that smell? It doesn't smell like raw sewage. I said, oh, no. We got lots of chicken farms around here. Then I went to the Walmart that night, 10 o'clock, went to the Walmart to pick up like a loaf of bread, some cold cuts, and some mustard for the kids, just in case one of them wanted a snack, some kind of sandwich, and you know, no fast food place was open or something. We'd have it at the hotel in case the kids wanted. I got behind somebody in the express line at the Walmart. I thought, well, this won't take long. The guy was huge, which happens in Fayetteville, Arkansas, no offense. And I thought, I wonder what he's got in the cart. He was unloading one after another, and I couldn't see the cart. His body obscured it. Cans of cat food. And that went on for about 7 minutes. He had 126 cans of cat food in the express lane at 10 o'clock at night on a Friday. Right then, I said, I'm never coming back here. I will never return to Fayetteville, Arkansas. I don't know whether Eric Musselman had a similar experience at the Walmart that's not too far from the airport. However, it does make you yearn maybe a little bit, and your family yearn maybe a little bit for Southern Cal over the top of the University of Arkansas. That could be what drove the train to get Musselman out of Arkansas and over to Southern Cal. It could also be that he was hearing footsteps, just like Andy Enfield, the guy's replacing, heard footsteps at Southern Cal, right? Losing record this year. Things kind of went off the rails a little bit, so he takes the job at SMU. He leaves voluntarily, goes to SMU. I think it was a little bit like Shaka Smart going from Texas to Marquette. Now Musselman going, he had a bad year, 6-12 in the SEC, and he's bolting from Arkansas to Southern Cal. You got to stay one step ahead of the Reaper in college basketball, baby. All right, so Colts fans, let's see some smiles, because there are reasons to smile, even if the off season has been just kind of a marathon of tediousness. We'll get the draft 3 weeks from tonight. First round in 3 weeks. We'll see who the Colts take, what they're looking at doing. You know that this is the way the offseason is going to be. Why are we surprised by this? Why do we look at Chris Ballard and say, well, I think that this is going to be the year he goes for it all? He breaks his routine, breaks his intractable ideology and philosophy, and starts spending money like a wild man and goes out and gets guys who can win now. He never does that. He's going to go to the draft. He's going to get guys. He's going to plug a couple of holes, hopefully with a cornerback, hopefully with a wide receiver, and off they're going to go. Steichen. That's where you invest your hope, that Steichen knows what the hell he's doing, and he's going to be able to look. Okay, he sits to Ballard's right in the draft room, and says, hey, how about, people have kind of overlooked Bowers. Maybe Bowers. I think with a tight end, we can do some things. Oh, listen, I think Will Mallory is exactly the guy that we need to do exactly what you want. Chris, trust me on this. Bowers. It could be just that simple 3 weeks from tonight in the draft room for the Indianapolis Colts. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Beautiful Friday. It's Dancing Friday. Breakfast with Kent. I held this up because you know how hard it is to write a book. Mike Chappell, you know how hard it is then to write a good book about the Indianapolis Colts? He did that. Game of my life. Indianapolis Colts. Memorable stories of Colts football written by the great Mike Chappell, the dean of all Colts reporters. We will talk to you tomorrow morning, Breakfast with Kent. Remember to make a donation in the show description. You can make a donation via PayPal. Wouldn't that be fun? It's a great time. Very entertaining process.